Gigi, Latuya, Hart Monroe, and Aquarius Valentine. Right. And this is my section. The queens are so messy and disorganized. It's like severed heads. So, I'm T. McGinnis, and my drag name is Taquan. So I decided to do drag for Halloween one year, and I dressed up as The Weeknd, and that was like 7 years ago, and it just stuck. I had been already making costumes before that, so I was like, I think I can do this. It was like the year Gigi Monroe held the glitz and brought in Landon Sider, who's like the drag king of all drag kings. And from that moment, when I saw Pitbull come out on that stage, I was like, I didn't know that kings were performing drag at that level until I was exposed to that. And that's what kind of inspired me to start performing in drag. Most places just book queens. We don't really have so much of that problem here because a majority of the performers here are actually kings. And Gigi Monroe, who runs the Juno drag family, always keeps space for kings and celebrates kings. So we're a little bit different in our drag community than other places. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm the only black drag king in Alaska.
Give it up for the one and only, Taquan!
Yeah, so most of my drag, I make all my stuff. These were like a mannequin, and I had to cut them out, and then we painted them, added the silver paint and the rhinestones. It was actually designed after Dr. Funkenstein, who's a character from the P-Funk era. So that was designed after that. So I wanted to have the visual of emerging from a spacecraft and like bringing the funk to Earth.
Space. The final frontier.
I've been sewing since I was 8. I was homeschooled, so my mom taught me how to sew, and my friends would ask me to like make clothes and stuff like that. And then after a while, I started doing it professionally. When people see me sew, I'm like, see, you just do this, and then you just reverse, and then go around the corner. Like, you try, and they're like, ah! I think for glitz, we were chomping at the last minute, and there was an idea that came up with costumes, and it was maybe the night before the show. So it was like, hey, can you go pick the fabric up at Joann's and like whip those up for us? So like, yeah, sure. So I came up with a pattern, cut everything out, and then realized like I cut it out wrong. Then I had a little moment to cry, and then I sewed the piece back on and put it together, and like no one ever knew. After I perform the number, I hear my name being called back out to the stage, so they bring myself and my husband out on the stage to introduce him to Juno and to the drag family in the middle of a show, a drag show, at the Red Dog Saloon. I was dressed as Prince, made it even more hilarious. That was a surprise. I was backstage, like, ripping my stuff off, like, I'm done with this wig. They're like, come back out. So that was really welcoming and really nice from the drag family.